possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the fourth pick in the 2001 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Eddie Curry from Thornwood High School in South Holland, Illinois.
Nothing but a popular pick in the state of Illinois right there, I would say, as he goes to Chicago.
Well, this is a young, hungry team for the Chicago Bulls right now. Scott Skiles is telling them if they don't play hard, they're not going to play. So Eddie Curry makes another strong move that time.
Eddie! Yeah, he found that money.
And it's tipped home by Curry.
Curry's going to throw up a jumper.
Eddie Curry, and we're going to overtime.
Lob for Eddie Curry, and he hammers it down.
And they set it up offensively with Jalen Rose going to work. Speed to Curry, good one-hander in the lane.
Now Curry, and the lean on Sabonis. Eddie Curry, a tough fadeaway jumper, and it went down for him.
Williams penetrates, stepped up Eddie Curry, and one.
Eddie Curry continues his solid offensive night. Draining the jumper, he's got 20.
Now the ball is loose, then goes down and gets it. Lob for Eddie, inside, got it, counted in the foul.
Curry with 7 on the shot clock. Over O'Neal, nice shot and a foul.
Posting and toasting Shaq right there. From
Curry off to an auspicious beginning, taking it to Shaq.
The man in the middle.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Well, this is great. We get the opportunity to talk with Eddie Curry. He joins us now here on the Circa Resort Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And Eddie's here because Bulls Fest is this weekend. Bulls Fest 2025, presented by Foot Locker, is returning to the United Center this weekend, August 23rd and 24th. They started doing this a couple years ago. I really like it. There's a 3-on-3 tournament. There's a lot of cool stuff and a lot of ways you can hang out. Eddie, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. What are you going to be doing with Bulls Fest, if anything at all?
Man, I'll be all over the place, to be honest with you, man. I'll be greeting fans, taking pictures, signing babies or kissing babies, whichever one comes first. Yeah, I'll be reffing. You know, I'll be reffing at 3-on-3, man. So I definitely would encourage fans to come out, spend some time with us, man, and have a really good day with us.
So if you had to play right now at age 42 in the 3-on-3 or the 3-point challenge or the slam dunk contest, which is the best fit for Eddie Curry right now?
Give me that three point shootout. I got that all day. Anything that requires like moving and jumping, not so much. But if I could, you know, I could knock down a few threes out there for sure.
Okay, so if you had a couple of, you can put a team of 5 together for the 3-on-3 because you need a couple of subs. Of all of the teammates that you play with in Dallas, in New York, in Miami, and in Chicago, who the other 4 players that are going to join you to be part of your 3-on-3 team?
The other 4, I'm taking Kendall Gill because I know he's in great shape. So I'm going to need him to run around. I'm going to need Jamal Crawford for sure.
Ooh, he's a bucket.
He's ball ready. He's ready to go. I'm getting Ron Artest because I just got a feeling that nobody's going to want any mess with Artest. We'll call him Meta. Don't tell anybody I called him Ron. I'm sorry.
We won't.
And then I'm going to take, let me see, who would I take? I'm taking Kirk Heinrich. That's just my favorite Bulls player of all time. I'm taking Kirk.
Wow. Why is Kirk your favorite Bull?
That's just my guy, man. I just love Kirk from day one when he first came in, man. It's just something about him, his humbleness, man, his grittiness. He's just so cool, man. I just always love Kirk, man.
Yeah, you know, and when you talk about Meta or Ron Artest and Meta World Peace, I mean, you got me thinking about the personalities of the young men all in place there as you guys are trying to find your way in life. I can't imagine being in my 20s and trying to figure out how to live my life. And oh, by the way, under the glare of professional sports in a town like this, like you guys went through some stuff together, didn't you?
No, for sure. I mean, don't forget. I mean, I walked into a locker room with, you mentioned Meta, Jamal was there, but I also had Ron Mercer. I had Tyson, can't forget Tyson Chandler, my brother. You know, we had a really good team. Had Charles Oakley. We cannot forget Charles Oakley,
that's
man.
That's right.
So I think that's one of the things I always credited the Bulls for doing was, you know, they always made sure that we had the right people around us because they knew, you know, what we were walking into. As a young kid, you got the ego going. You think that this is just be an extension of what I've been doing so far. I was a star in high school. I'll just jump in and be a star in the league. And it just doesn't work that way for most guys. So I think they did a great job at surrounding us with those type of people, a lot of different personalities to really nurture us and get us to where we needed to be so that we can make the most out of our careers.
Now that you have the time to reflect on all of this stuff, because you're a kid, you're 18 when this stuff was going down, do you think that as someone who grew up here during the Jordan era, how has your perspective changed on what it is that you walked into being the person or one of the few people that's supposed to save the Bulls after the Jordan era?
I mean, at the time, it felt like, oh, of course I could do this. No problem. As I got older, as I spent more time in the league, and even as I've been out of the league and my workings with the NBPA, seeing young guys year after year, man, you understand just how incredible of a feat that was what the Bulls were able to do here with Michael Jordan and how it's next to impossible to repeat that.
So what kind of work are you doing with the NBPA, the National Basketball Players Association?
Yep, that's good. You're really good with letters.
With acronyms.
Yeah, you're a great acronym guy. So,
Thank you very much. A lot of experience here, man.
Yeah, man. I work in player operations, man. So anything that the players encounter, anything that they deal with, any programming, you know, I see it first. I kind of give my eyes, my player perspective on it. And then just player engagement, you know, like I just came from the rookie transition program. We got a whole program, a 3-day program where we try to, you know, arm guys with everything they need to know with the NBA. A lot of guys, you know, they think it's just about, you know, toss the ball out and play. But getting guys to deal with, you know, the real side of it, what to expect, how to communicate with coaches, decision making, what to do in your downtime, you name it. We try to really cover every corner and nook and cranny of what you might deal with in the NBA.
When we look back, because Spiegs and I were here. We were also growing up here at this radio station while you were growing up and you and Tyson were growing up on the floor. Looking back at you guys' careers, you both end up with NBA championships. You had a really incredible run of success as a player, as a Knick. And I wonder, when was the moment when you felt like all of that stuff that I thought when I was at Thornwood, all of that stuff that I went through in Chicago, I'm now that player that I always thought I could be?
Yeah, I think I had a year in New York where it was like, all right, Eddie, this is your team. You're going to get most of the shots, and we're going to go as you go. And I really got a glimpse at what it really took to be that guy, to be the focal point of defenses going into games, to being prepared, to just living up to expectations. I think that's when it all kind of came together for me. I wish I could have done it at that level for longer, but I definitely got a taste.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For sure.
Yeah, 19.5 points per game that year, 06-07, and 7 rebounds. I was looking, you had 43 one night. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like, what does that feel like to put up 43 in an NBA game?
To put up Moses Malone numbers?
Yeah, just know to know you're the best and most dominant player on the floor with the best in the world.
That's unreal, man. That's one of those things that you just don't forget. I mean, going back to that game, I mean, everything was going right to the point where I even hit a game tying three to go into overtime. Like, how does that happen? So it's just one of those things, man. You put the work in, man, and you just try your best to be ready for the moment. And then when that moment comes, you try to just take it.
I got to tell you, I was a little surprised you chose the three-point contest. Considering the career stats, if I'm reading this right, 2-for-2 lifetime from the three-point line.
But he told 100%. You why.
Yeah.
100%.
He told you why he's not trying to move. That's what
I know. But like, so do you shoot now? Do you shoot threes every once in a while? What do we do here?
Come out here tomorrow, and we'll figure it out.
You know what? I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
The Bulls Fest is a really cool thing. I'm glad that they are bringing a bunch of alumni back and to be a part of it. And this mentoring that you're doing, whether it's with the NBPA or tomorrow and this weekend with Bulls Fest, what does it do for you? I know what you're saying it does for other people, but what does it do for you?
It's fulfilling, right? I mean, I get a chance to be around the game, first of all. I get to come to Chicago in terms of the Bulls Fest and the many things I do with the Bulls. I mean, to come to Chicago to still be a part of this incredible organization, I mean, that's incredible. And then with the PA, I mean, to really be instrumental and just the foundation that these guys are like, when they come into the league, and to be a part of that foundation, to be a part of, you know, who they'll ultimately become, not even just as a basketball player, but just as a young man, man. I think that's very important. I was that guy sitting in that crowd, sitting in front of the panelists, and you know, just taking in all of the education that they were giving us. I wish I would have listened a little bit more, honestly. But I think that perspective is what I bring to the NBPA. So I understand when guys are nodding a little bit, and I'm able to tap them on their shoulder and say, hey, man, this is the part you really need to hear, because you don't want to be that guy. So for me, like I said, it's multifaceted. I get to be around the game, but I also get to speak to that younger player who used to be myself.
Eddie Curry is with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score. And Lawrence mentioned it, man. I mean, both of us go back to the 90s at this radio station. And it was 820, and then it was 1160 before it was 670. But you got a rough ride on this station for a while. Did you ever listen? Did you ever know about it? Did you ever hear about it when we were the only sports talker in town?
To be honest, not really, man. You know, as a kid, especially in the early 2000s, I was listening to CDs. I wasn't really listening to radio, to be honest with you. I had an idea of what was being said because my friends would always bring it to me. But for the most part, man, I really tried to stay away from the media when it came to, like, what are they saying about you? And whether it was good or bad, I just tried to, you know, run my race. And I tried to tackle what was in front of me and not really be distracted by what was going on the outside, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was one moment where I think Scott Skiles was on this station with a former host, and he was asked, what does Eddie Curry need to do to rebound?
Jump. I heard that one. That echoed for miles and miles. I heard that one for sure. And he was right. I ain't gonna lie. He was right.
Oh, was he really?
He was right. 1,000%. Because he would show me on film. He's like, Eddie, I just don't. He would literally rewind it over and over. Why wouldn't you just jump here? Why wouldn't you? I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's something up here. I got to figure it out. I don't know.
Wow. I always thought that was just him taking a shot at you, but he actually meant jump. He was serious.
Oh, he
about
meant
that.
It. And he probably was taking a shot too, for sure. Skiles was that kind of guy. But no, shout out to Scott Skiles, man. Skiles was amazing, man. I wish we would have had like the access on a practice court so y'all could have saw some of the other stuff. Cause I can guarantee you it got a lot crazier than just jump, for sure.
Oh, really? Yeah, but entertaining guy, right? Interesting.
Very entertaining, but very necessary, especially at that time, you know, for a young team. We had a lot of talent. And we didn't have any clue of what it took to really be in the NBA. And I think that was an incredible moment for all of our careers, for him to come in and just realign what we had going on to corral us and get us on that pro level and help us to understand what it takes to stay in this league.
I got to tell you, Eddie, you sound great, man. You sound like an adult. You sound like somebody who's been through a lot of stuff.
You already gave away my age. You told him I'm 42. I should know how to talk a little bit right now.
Yeah,
right?
No, but it's not just the talking. It's that
you sound healed. That's what it is.
That's it.
Yeah. It comes through. It's really beautiful. Like I'm an old man now, so I get teary eyed. And believe me, it's hard as an HF guy to give credit to anyone from Thornwood. But like seeing some of these guys that are contemporary around our age and seeing them grow up, seeing Derrick Rose grow up the way that he has, and seeing Eddie like grow up and be okay. Like it's beautiful. Like, and I think that's what Speaks is getting at,
it
man.
It absolutely is.
And it takes a lot to kind of get to that place. So how did you? Because there's a lot of stuff that happened, a lot of trauma that you had to deal with. How did you get through it?
I think that's a credit to a few things. I think the NBA as a whole does a great job at really putting their arms around guys. I think the Knicks did a great job at doing that. I credit the Bulls for, you know, being there for me at times when I needed them, you know, and when I'm trying to figure out what's next in life, what am I doing? I mean, and my wife, I mean, yesterday we celebrated our 20th year anniversary together. That overlaps a lot of that trauma and a lot of that crazy stuff that people read about. So, you know, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. Prayer, you know, definitely can do it without God. You know what I'm saying? But as a whole, I mean, I always been that, you know, I kind of always just think like live on the bright side, look at the bright side. I had an incredible life. The things that I've been able to achieve, the things that I've been able to see, I got to put on a Chicago Bulls jersey. Like, that's crazy for a kid from Chicago to think that's even a possibility. Is crazy, man. So I can't let the bad stuff kind of overshadow the incredible run of like miracles and just incredible things that I've been able to accomplish and see. I can't let that overshadow that.
I'm glad you're a mentor, man. Glad you're working with those young guys. It's beautiful to hear you. Making me want to come out tomorrow, the 23rd and the 24th, Bulls Fest 2025, presented by Foot Locker at the United Center. And when can we shoot threes? What time of day is good for you, Eddie?
If you pull up, we're going to stop everything, and it's on. It's on and pop as soon as you pull up.
All right, I'm in. I'll find you.
Eddie, this was delightful, man. Continued success and healing, and thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. It's Eddie Curry.
That was great, man.
Jump reached him. It had an echo.
That's really great.
Unbelievable.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.